Ever seen a gecko just casually stroll up a wall?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Or how about like how our bodies manage to heal cuts and stuff? It's
Totally.
all thanks to this wild thing called cell adhesion. And today, we're going deep on some new research that's like really cracking the code on how it works.
It's amazing, right? Like all the time, cells are talking to each other, and sticking or not sticking. That's like the key to so much stuff happening in our bodies. It's wild.
Okay, so break this research down for me. Peptides are involved.
Big time. So picture this, like a tiny chessboard, but instead of those black and white squares, every single square is a different peptide. And peptides are like these little bits of protein.
Got it. Okay, so they build this tiny chessboard, and then what?
They set cancer cells loose on it.
No way.
Yeah, and they watch to see which squares the cells are all over and which ones they're like avoiding.
That's so smart. Like setting up an obstacle course to see what the cells dig. So what'd they find out?
Well, one super interesting thing was that it's not just about like a cell being positive or negative or its size. It's way more complex. They found these combos of amino acids, and they're like the Lego bricks of peptides. And these combos work like a lock and key, either making cells stick or pushing them away.
So it's not just a cell liking a surface, it's got to be the right combination, like a code.
Exactly. And get this, one protein they looked at is called TNF-alpha, and it's all about inflammation. They found certain peptides on it that were like super repellent.
So cells are like running away from these peptides.
Pretty much. It turns out these peptides were at the ends of the protein, making it look like a spiky ball the cells couldn't grab onto.
So why is this important? Like, what's the big deal?
Think about it. If we can figure out how to engineer surfaces with these keep-away peptides, we could stop cells from growing where we don't want them. Like, imagine stopping blood clots or making implants work way better.
Oh, wow. So we're not just watching cells stick, we're learning how to control it, like for actual medical stuff.
Yeah.
What else did they find out?
Oh, this is cool. They also found that by mixing those sticky and keep away peptides, they could make the cells form patterns. They even spelled out KIT-T with cells. That stands for Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, where they did the research.
Wait, they spelled out letters with cells.
Yeah. It's like cell art.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But how does that help us understand cell adhesion better?
It shows that we're starting to like crack the code of the cell language. If we can control these peptides, we could maybe make cells form any shape we want.
My mind is officially blown. We went from geckos to spelling words with cells. This research is wild. But I gotta admit, the technical stuff kind of loses me. How do they even make that tiny chessboard of peptides and see the cells messing with it?
Oh, yeah, they use some pretty high-tech stuff. That chessboard, it's called a high-density peptide microarray. And to make it's like a super precise process. Each peptide is like built and put in its exact spot.
So it's not just like sprinkling peptides around. It's planned out, huh?
Oh, totally. They have to get the layout just right so each peptide is in the perfect spot with the right spacing. Crazy engineering, really.
Okay, so we got our tiny chessboard, all these different peptides, but how do you actually see the cells interacting? It's not like we can grab a magnifying glass.
You got that right. They use this powerful microscope thing called confocal microscopy. It's basically like a super high-res microscope. They get 3D images of the cells and how they're dealing with the peptides.
So they can see which peptides the cells are into and which ones they're like, nope, all in real time.
Exactly. They can even track the cells moving over time, making these awesome time-lapse videos of how the cells like explore the different peptides.
Wow, so it's like a dance between cells and peptides. What else did they notice?
Well, they found that certain peptides from this protein, SFRP1, the cancer cells really didn't like those.
Like running away from them. What's so special about that SFRP1?
SFRP1, it's really important when like babies are developing in the womb, and these keep away peptides, they were in these super flexible parts of the protein, like floppy bits.
Okay, why is that a big deal?
It might mean these floppy bits are like shields, stopping cells from sticking where they shouldn't.
Cool. So it's like nature has its own ways of controlling this, and we're figuring it out.
Yep. And hold on, there's more. They also found that a lot of those sticky peptides were similar to stuff found in natural proteins.
So the cells were like recognizing and sticking to familiar stuff, like drawn to peptide landmarks.
Exactly. That's how they know to stick to certain places in our bodies and avoid others, recognizing those molecular
This
cues.
is blowing my mind. So we're like learning the cell's language.
We are. But get this. They found super sticky peptides that aren't found in nature.
What? So they're like Artificial? How is that even possible?
Well, they just randomly put amino acids together. And some of them, just by chance, were amazing at attracting cells. Total surprise.
That's incredible. Are we talking about, like, making stuff that's better at controlling cells than anything natural?
Yeah, that's the idea. We could engineer materials with, like, super specific abilities, perfectly tuned to control cell adhesion for different things we need.
This is sounding more and more sci-fi. What can we do with these super sticky artificial peptides?
Well, imagine surfaces that make wounds heal faster, or like scaffolds that help grow new tissues for organ transplants. We could even have like targeted drug delivery, using these peptides to send medicine straight to the right cells.
This is insane. Sounds like we're on the verge of a revolution in like regenerative medicine and beyond.
We are. And we're really just getting started. The more we learn about cell adhesion, who knows what crazy stuff we'll find.
I'm all in. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, can we rewind a bit? You mentioned they spelled out KIT with cells. How'd they do that? Right. The cellular art you were talking about, making patterns with cells? That's nuts. How'd they manage that?
So remember that tiny chessboard? Well, they got clever with it. They made a pattern on it by putting like super sticky peptides next to those spiky repellent ones.
So it's like setting up walls and paths the cells have to follow.
Exactly. It's like a roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Cells are drawn to the sticky spots and push away from the spiky ones, so they end up forming the patterns.
That's so smart. So it's not just watching cells stick, it's controlling them, right? What could that mean for tissue engineering? Like building stuff with cells?
Oh man, the possibilities are endless. Think about it, building complex tissues, like biological Legos. We could arrange those sticky and repellent peptides to make cells form like any structure.
So we could build organs for transplants, or fix damaged tissues perfectly, maybe even make biological machines. Sounds like sci-fi.
I know, right? But the science is real. This research shows that we're starting to understand cells, you know, and with that, we can control them in ways we never thought possible.
And it's not just about building things, is it? You said cell adhesion is like a dynamic process. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Well, the cells weren't just stuck. You know, they were moving around, exploring, interacting with everything. It was really dynamic.
So it's more like a dance. They're reacting to those peptides and changing how they move.
Exactly. They're constantly checking things out, making decisions based on what they find. And this whole dynamic interaction thing, it's super important for a ton of biological stuff. Think about how wounds heal, right? Cells need to move and stick together just right to close it up.
Right.
Or when a baby's developing, you know, cells have to move and change to make all those tissues and organs.
So if we learn to control this whole cell adhesion thing, we could like unlock a whole new level of control over how our bodies work.
Totally. And that's why this research is so huge. It's not just about knowing what sticks and what doesn't. It's about understanding the whole language of how cells talk to each other in their surroundings.
It's like cracking the code of cells. And with that knowledge, who knows what we could do? This deep dive has been amazing. We went from geckos to building organs and maybe even like biological machines, all because of these tiny little peptides.
It just shows how powerful curiosity is and how much incredible potential is hiding in the microscopic world.
Well said. It makes you wonder, what other mind-blowing stuff is out there just waiting to be discovered? Until next time, keep exploring.